we can be a help to somebody.
Right.
1 Samuel 2, verse 1. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none besides thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased. So that the barren hath 4 7. She hath many children, is wax feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, to make them inherit the throne of glory. The pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep their feet, the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord are broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. He shall give strength to his king. Amen. And exalt the horn of his anointed. Praise God. Can we just lift a hand? Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for what you've done, what you're going to do. Lord, you're still here. God, we ask you, Lord, for the anointing tonight, God, to preach your word. God, come by, Lord, and touch this preacher. Touch this congregation of people in the altar service. Lord, we can't do without you, but we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. We'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're reading a story here of how the tables turn for Hannah.
Right.
She starts out childless, barren, humiliated by her husband's other wife. She's bitter. She's depressed. She's not eating, and she goes to the temple, and Eli the priest is there, and he notices Hannah's lips are moving, but no words are coming out, and he accuses her of being drunk. And she tells him she's not drunk, but Brother Tommy, she's a woman of a sorrowful heart, and she pours her complaint and grief out to God, and he tells her to go her way. God has granted the petition that she asked for. Amen. She sighed no more. Amen. She then sings this song of praise. Amen. And she begins to sing, "He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. The pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them." Yeah. You see what a dunghill is? It's a junk pile.
Sure.
It's a dump.
Yeah.
Amen. It's a place where they threw their garbage and waste away. Amen. I'm telling you, it represented one of the most lowest and wretched conditions. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, there's going to be some promotion after a while.
Yeah. Right.
And you
Come
see,
on.
Promotion comes from God. And we must go through. And we must endure the test in order to be promoted. Promotion don't come, amen, from any inward scheme or outward plan. It don't come from trampling on one another and causing one another to look bad. Amen. I'm telling you, our self-advancement is a sure way for a fall and a collapse. Amen. I'm sure we got to work. Amen. We got to prepare. We got to have good habits. Amen. Another discipline. Amen. But let me tell you something. It's going to take the Lord. Amen. To promote us. And promotion cometh not from the east. Amen. Or the west. Or the south. But God is the judge who putteth down
on and set up another. And I want to preach tonight on when God brings you out of the rubble. Amen.
Come on.
When God brings you out of the rubble, they may be those that seem unlikely and unworthy. Amen. That God seems to select and promote, like Joseph, like David, like Moses. Amen. Different ones. Amen. He would look and say, have you considered my servant Job? Amen. They were chosen. They were advanced from a pit and a prison to a palace, from a shepherd, amen, to a scepter and a king. Amen. From a den, a cave. Amen. To a ruler over the entire province of Babylon. These were people who was despised. These were people who was rejected and detested. Amen. They went from the outhouse to the White House. Praise God. God established honor and called them to inherit the throne of glory. He brought them out of the dust and the dunghill into the palaces of the kingdom. I'm telling you, God is going to bring people out of the troubles they're going through. God's going to bring them out of the rubbish, of the rubble, of the ruin. Amen. He's going to promote them.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's John 15 and 16. Jesus said, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Oh, I tell you, there's something about God. It looks like sometimes, amen, he don't always pick way up here, but it picks way down there. And he surprises the crowd, and he surprises the people. Who would ever think, amen, a king would come from a stable and come from a manger? Amen. Who would ever think a reigning king would ever be such promoted? But God takes the little things, and God takes the small things, and God takes the insignificant things, and the things that people say. You see, you're calling, brethren, have that not many wise men after the flesh, not many, amen, noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world and things that are despised hath God chosen, yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. Why does he choose the low, the weak, and the base, the lowly, and the despised? Verse 29 says that no flesh should glory in his presence.
Woo! All right.
Proverbs 15 and 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom.
Right.
And before honor is humility.
Yeah.
What brings great blessings? Humility.
Yes, it does.
Sure.
True humility.
Yeah.
You know what true humility is?
Come on, bro.
You admit your mistakes.
Yeah.
You have a willingness to see yourself truthfully.
Sure.
You prefer windows before mirrors.
Come on.
You're thankful.
Yeah.
You put others first. Hey, man, you don't belittle or use sarcasm. You work to help and promote others.
All right.
You accept your limitations. You appreciate others. You acknowledge your weaknesses. And you choose at being at peace over being right.
That's right.
That's what true humility is.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life.
All right.
Kingdoms rise and fall.
Sure.
A dungeon here and a throne there.
Come on. Yeah.
Look at Naomi. She lost her husband, two sons.
Yeah.
She tells her daughter-in-laws, go back to their people. Orpha went back, but Ruth clave to Naomi.
Yeah.
Ruth said, for whither thou goest, I will come. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge.
Yeah.
Thy people shall be my people. Thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die. And there will I be buried. And the Lord do so, and more also. If aught the death part thee and me. And when they come to Bethlehem, they couldn't believe it. Hey, but it was Naomi that asked each other, is this really Naomi? And she said, don't call me Naomi no more. Don't call me pleasant and gentle. Amen. Don't call me Mara, which is bitter. Amen. And Ruth 1 and 21. Amen. We read where she went out full. And the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? Oh my. You can see Naomi's discouragement. You can see her emptiness. You can see her despair.
Come on.
But it don't end there, thank God. I don't know where you're at right now. I don't care how. I don't know how much trouble you may have. I don't care how low you may feel. I don't know how much in the ruins you may be. But I'm telling you, God's got a prince and a princess. Amen. In the ruins, and God's got a king there. God's got a leader there. God's got a ruler there. But we may not see it now.
Come on,
come on.
Yes, Lord. Job, we can look at Job. Job said, naked I come out of my mother's womb. Naked I shall return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sometimes we go through things.
Right.
And we feel like the hand of God is against me.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
You've been there.
Sure.
Sickness comes. Troubles come, finances come, financial problems come, work problems come, family-related problems. You know, the list could go on and on. You pray, but you feel like, I must have done something wrong. Must have missed it.
God bless him.
We go through these trials. Church, where we face hardship.
Right.
Trials. And we're made sometime to believe God is displeased with us.
Come on.
Sure.
This proves to be wrong with what Naomi thought.
Right.
For God had a kinsman redeemer.
Yeah.
For Naomi and Ruth. Boaz. We all know married Ruth. And they had a child.
Yeah.
Ruth 4 and 14. And the women said to Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, a nourisher of thine old age, of thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons hath borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid in her bosom and become nurse unto it. Although Naomi thought and experienced great sorrow and great adversity in her life, she had a persevering faith. Amen. That God had in her life, and God had a plan and an ending in goodness and blessing. She could testify, the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Amen. We know God called Saul, and when God called Saul as Samuel, amen, I might not have been Benjamite, but the smallest tribes of Israel, my family is the least of all families of the tribe of the Benjamin. Why would God call me? And it came time for Samuel to anoint Saul, amen, but Saul was nowhere to be found. You see, amen, Saul was shy. He felt inferior. He felt inadequate. Amen. Come on now. He didn't look forward to being in the center stage. He didn't look forward to being in front of the nation. Amen. He was not made king. Amen. I'm telling you, because it was his ambition or desire for the limelight. He hid himself in the stuff. Amen. In the stuff. In the rubbish. In the ruin. In the rubble is a king. In the stuff is a prince. In the stuff is a queen, a princess, a leader, a prophet, a prophetess, a minister, a teacher, a singer, a musician, a pastor. Amen. In the midst of the stuff.
Woo!
Yes. Yes, Lord.
All right. Yes.
Something's going to come out of it.
That's right.
God's going to bring you out of the rubble.
Have your way.
We don't see it now. We don't feel it now. We hold on to threads of hope.
Yeah.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Right.
Sure.
Sometimes you try to live by faith and instead of getting better, it gets worse.
Come on.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. And it just seems like one thing after another begins to pile up on you.
Yeah.
And you get overwhelmed.
Right.
And you get fearful. Come on, we're human, ain't we?
Sure.
Come on, I ain't gonna say
sure.
I've seen God do some things. I've seen miracles. I've seen healings. I've seen deliverance. I've seen God do some things. But I'm not gonna stand behind this pulpit and say there ain't times in my life that I don't get fearful and I don't get shaky. I'm gonna stand and tell you I'm as human as you are. Even if there's times when that sweet peace of God overwhelms me and overflows my soul.
Yeah.
And I know God's still in control. And I know God's working all things for my good. I know in promise he's faithful, not suffer me to be tempted above I'm able, but with the temptation make a way of escape that I may be able to bear. God is going to bring us out of the rubble.
Yes.
Free.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, Lord.
You have to know that, church.
Yes.
God ain't going to leave you in that pit. He's not going to leave you in that prison. He's bringing you to the palace.
Yes, he is.
You're coming out of that den. You're coming out of that cave. You're coming out of that well. You're coming out of that fiery furnace. You're coming out of that trial, that tribulation, that test, that desert, that wilderness, that storm, that battle, that war, that mess, that chaos. You're coming out.
You're right.
Praise be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
God told Israel in Deuteronomy 6 said, you're a holy people unto the Lord,
right,
thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
Yeah.
The Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, but you are the fewest of all people.
Yeah.
Lord, that's where I'm at.
Praise God.
But because the Lord loved you.
That's it.
Because he kept the oath which he sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, redeemed you out of the house of the bondman from the hand of Pharaoh, under the king of Egypt.
Yeah.
You are a holy people. That God has destined. He's not destined you in the rubbish, the ruin, but he has destined you to the throne room. He has called you into a place. I know, no matter what, how you view yourself, no matter how you feel about yourself, no matter how small and insignificant you may feel, God has destined you, and he's got a throne for you. He's got a place of power. He's got a place of purpose. He's got a destiny. He's got a place for you, and you're a holy people, and he set his seal upon you and called you. The hand of God, Brother Jason, is not against us, but I'm telling you, it's for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us?
Yeah.
I said, and even if God before us, I tell you, he's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you over. Deuteronomy 14:2. Thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations upon the earth. Thank God he set you above. He set you beyond even what you can even imagine.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Deuteronomy 26:19 says to make thee high above all nations which he hath made in praise, in name, and in honor, that thou mayest be a holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he has spoken.
Right.
Hannah suffered for a while. She suffered humiliation, rejection, detested. But I want you to know, God brought her out. She came in empty and she went out full.
God can do it.
You say tonight, I feel dry, I feel empty. I don't know what's afflicting you. I don't know what's affecting you. But I do know one thing. God's for you. God's for the church. God's for his people. He's going to fight. He's going to promote. He's going to bring you out. He's got the power to do so.
Right.
Yes, he will.
Daniel had to stand. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to stand. Yeah. All these men and women of faith, they had to stand the test. They had to fight the good fight of faith. They had to lay hold on eternal life. They had to go forth. Amen. When flesh didn't feel like going forth. Amen. When the mind, when others said, you're going to fail. Amen. When the, I'm telling you, can God use you? You better believe he can. God can use every man, woman, girl, boy, in this house.
Yes. Sure.
Right.
I believe it.
Rahab was a harlot.
Amen.
Jonah was a rebel.
Yeah.
Moses was a murderer. Amen. Sarah was a doubter. Samson was a player. Isaac was a daydreamer. Jacob was a deceiver.
Yeah.
Gideon was afraid.
Come on, man.
Jeremiah and Timothy was too young. Abraham was too old. Moses had a stuttering problem. Amen. Job went bankrupt. Naomi was a widow. Leah was ugly. The disciples fell asleep while praying. Zacchaeus was too small. Martha worried about everything, and Paul was too religious, and Lazarus was
dead.
But God used every one of them. He brought them up, and I tell you one thing, he's going to bring the church out. We're going forward. We're not going down. We're going up. We're not going under, we're going over.
Yes.
And you think God won't help you and God won't use you? Do you really think God won't promote you? Get up! Get up from the dunghill. Get up from the rubbish. Do you feel yourself on the ash heap? Discarded, thrown away, trampled, outcast, rejected. You're the one who God's looking for.
Yes.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
We're coming out of it. I said, you're coming out of it. Come on now. Praise God. And that's enough. I'm coming to get my stuff. I'm going to take back what the devil stole from me. I'm going to get back. Amen. Take back. Amen. I'm telling you, the devil thought he may have had you. He thought he may have won. I've got you now where I want you under my feet. But all of a sudden, you pop out. Amen. You go up. And you come up in victory. And God promotes you.
All right. Amen.
Well, let's lift the hand right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you.
Praise
you. Lord, strengthen.
Jesus.
Strengthen that one tonight. That's struggling. That one that may have questions. That one that has fear. That one that has doubt. The pain that's here in this house, God. Lord, right now, we may be weeping tonight, but joy is coming in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to sow in tears and we're going to reap in joy. Hallelujah. So come and get a song tonight. Amen. I know it's simple, but I tell you, there's a prince, there's a princess, there's a prophet, there's a prophetess. Amen. In the rubble, there's a king in the making. Oh, yes. I don't know where you're at. You feel like you're covered up with things. I'm just, it's over my head. But I'm telling you, praise God. God has got a way to pull you out of it.
Right, right. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Jesus. In your adversity, in your trials, in your troubles, God will pull you out.
Yes, he will.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Sister Anita Wells used to say, he'll pull you through a keyhole if you can stand the pull.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Sure.
What he don't keep us from,
keep us through.
He's going to take us through. Woo. Heard your papa saying that many, many times. He'll keep you through the fire.
Yeah.
He'll get you through. He's got the grace. He's got the grace to keep you through it. His grace is sufficient.
Right. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Who hath believed the report? And whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Ask him, is there one need, two needs? Anybody got anything they need to pray about tonight? Won't you come to this altar?
Oh, thank you.
You seek the Lord. Seek him, all may be found. Praise God. Praise the Lord. That's it.
Thank you.
that good word, Brother Daniel. I appreciate it.